Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Definitely live and twice as ugly. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Just in, as we were coming in here, Washington, D.C. residents have decided to take action against the city's gun ban on, look, people calling me right when the show starts. On the city's gun ban on public transit, three D.C. residents and one Virginia resident are suing D.C. over its prohibition on carrying concealed handgun guns on Metro Rail and Metro buses in the city, and citing a legal battle brought on by the Supreme Court ruling that questions where one can carry a weapon. This is being filed against Mayor Muriel Bowser and Metropolitan Police Department Chief Robert Conti, argues that the city's law banning guns on public transportation is unconstitutional. They say that the current restrictions for concealed weapons, schools, bars, stadiums, government buildings are justifiable and constitutional, but the ban on carrying while on public transportation is not. The lawsuit points out the Second Amendment states that citizens have the right to carry firearms when they travel away from home. Where the lawsuit reads, there's not a tradition or history of prohibitions of carrying firearms on public transportation. Public transportation systems did not exist as they do today at the founding of the nation. However, there was plainly a tradition of firearms carry when citizens traveled from their homes. In modern parlance, Americans carried arms to prevent their gatherings from becoming soft targets. This is just another one of those things. This comes days after the Bruin ruling. Justice Clarence Thomas said the states will have to prove the limitations on concealed weapons are justified by significant interest, which this will be one of those where they lose. Not my rule. Just the way it is. Now, not since the decade leading up to the Civil War has there been as much discussion about the possibility of the United States splitting into two or more countries as there has been in the past 10 years. And right now we have two factions that tenuously live side by side. Now, race or ethnicity has been the underlying foundation in the creation of every nation in the history of mankind, except the United States, as its founding was based on the tenet that all men are created equal and are endowed with certain unalienable rights that government cannot abrogate. So as it does not have these factors of race or ethnicity, this nation is constituted as it is, can only survive based on the goodness of its people and the wisdom and the integrity of the ruling class, which may mean we're doomed. I don't know. Ben Franklin, at the close of the Constitutional Convention in 1787, in a speech to his fellow members of the convention, said in the newly drafted Constitution and government it created, that there is no form of government but what may be a blessing to the people if well administered, and I believe farther that this is likely to be well administered for a course of years and can only end in despotism as other forms have done before. And that forewarning from Uncle Ben has come to pass. And over the past 30 years, a plurality of ill-educated and malleable citizens have allowed the self-serving, decadent, and nascent ruling class in alliance with the radical left to establish near-permanent despotism in the United States, like not being able to carry a gun on public transportation. And on purpose, they've widened the gulf between the people and the government and effectively split the nation into two de facto countries that are at ideological and societal loggerheads. One America is hell-bent on stripping its citizens of their unalienable right of self-defense, as well as eliminating the protected freedom of speech. And their mindless determination to confiscate guns by any means possible, either overt or devious and censor speech they do not approve of, is unbound and under strain regardless of court rulings. Yeah, that America is firm and unmoving in its belief that the unalienable and constitutionally protected rights are non-negotiable. The unabashed attempt at disarmament that has had the effect of convincing over half the populace that these are a prelude to a government's willingness to use force against the citizenry to strip them of all their rights. This, as 92% of Americans believe that all their basic rights are under siege. One America is determined to protect the interests of the ruling elites by establishing an implacable two-tier system of justice. In the other America, the citizenry adamantly believes in equal justice under the law, that they and all of us have a constitutionally protected right to fair and impartial justice. One America is driven by and promotes class distinctions. And at the top of that pyramid, and it's not about race, it's about, you know, socioeconomic and being part of the elite. At the top of the pyramid are the ruling elites and the wealthy patrons who look with disdain on the rest of us. In the other, the citizenry still clings to the respect for hard work, honest effort, and applaud those who strive to improve themselves and society. One, America has reinstituted government-sponsored racism and discrimination with the malevolent intent of trying to fragment the society and culture in order to achieve permanent political hegemony. The other America is the same one that in 2005 saw nearly 70% of Americans say that race relations in the United States were very or somewhat good. And these are the same people who are among the 77% in a recent poll who thought race relations were good in their community despite getting considerably worse nationally. This little dichotomy reveals that this country of working class people is not racist or roiled by so-called white supremacy. In one America, there is among the ruling elites and their mindless minions the dominant belief the United States, as founded, is deficient and it's an irredeemable country with a history rife with atrocity and unfairness. In the other America, the bulk of the citizenry, 85% of Americans, believe the United States is a great country. They're opposed to any substantive changes in the nation's founding documents. In one America, the elites and their fellow travelers in the upper classes have hypocritically abandoned virtually all morality in their single-minded pursuit of shallow hedonism, wealth, and fame. In the other, the vast majority of the citizenry believe in God, 81%, and they recognize the belief in God or a religion is not a necessity in understanding the importance of morality and living a moral life. And that is the underlying basis of a free society. Without morality, you can't have that. And these two countries within a country can no longer maintain their increasingly tenuous and potentially volatile relationship. And that's problematic. We as a nation are at that defining moment when one side has to win and the other to lose, and there is going to be no middle ground. The era of conservatives, libertarians, and middle-of-the-road Americans seeking accommodation with the left has ended. Whether they want it to be or not, as more than half of the American citizenry agrees with the statement, U.S. democracy is at risk of extinction, and only 26% believe it will survive. But that's part of the problem, too, because this is not a democracy. This is a republic. This is a theft and a transformation of the language. All of us are going to have to join in this battle. We're going to have to put aside our little petty differences and ally ourselves on being constitutional if you want to preserve the country as founded. As they would say, it's a republic if we can keep it. You know? And if we don't do this, if we don't overcome these little petty grievances we have amongst ourselves, this country that we all love and know will cease. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Hankton from Combat Speed LLC. And let me clarify something. See, I have knowledge. I have, you know, I was in the martial arts for right about 10 years when I stopped practicing the martial art. And then I joined the Army. But, I mean, I have knowledge. So that knowledge is still with me today. And I can still see things as they happen, and I can still see
No, I understand that, dude.
Right.
What I needed to understand was how you had the opportunity. You know, if you were part of the gig, and how did you have the opportunity and the time to make all these observations if you were supposed to be focused on what you were needing to be doing in your time and space?
Well, in my time and space, I'm circling a bag and throwing kicks or punches or combos at the bag.
I know. You explained that to me, bro. I get it now. The observation
comes when all of my muscles cramp up on me.
Oh, you got to take a break.
Yeah, and then I got to do like two deep squats or something. And while I'm doing the deep squats to get everything done, unwind just a little bit so I can go back to my... I'm just looking. I'm watching. Because
let me ask you this. Yes. What are you doing in addition to... Have you got a good daily stretching regimen going?
That's debatable. I mean, I'm doing what I know to do, but I've got problems that I didn't have before. Like, I've got hip problems that just from the hip flexors.
Well, yes, of course you're going to do it in respect to what you can do safely. But still, I mean, you know, stretching and, you know, your stretching and warm-up is critical, bro. Because if you're cramping now during the execution part, it's possible you're a little dehydrated or you're not warming up properly.
Well, I'm taking Lasix. So taking Lasix means I really have to hydrate.
I don't understand what that means, dude. What do you mean, Lasix?
Lasix is a medication they give heart patients to keep them from building up. If you have heart issues, sometimes it will swell and then go back in, and then that releases fluid into your body, and if it sits, it will literally encircle your heart and your lungs, and you'll be short of breath. Lasix keeps you from retaining that fluid. So I've had a couple of episodes of that happening. So I take Lasix, and Lasix keeps that from happening. But the problem with Lasix, of course, is that it is dehydrating me by design. So I'm trying to find the right concoction of hydration and electrolyte that I can drink before I go and while I'm there to sustain it. Now, the other day, he turned on a light bulb on my head because apparently I was doing something in my posture as I was coming in that was causing my lower back to just cramp horribly, and that was I was leaning in over my legs.
Right.
And that's primarily because I'm not as loose as I used to be, but I am loosening up slowly. But then today, I was straight up and down doing what I had, you know, not straight up and down, but I was in the proper crouch and everything and getting low with my legs versus bending over, and I didn't have that issue. So in regards to why I don't offer the critique, most everybody in there is actually a rank or two or three above me. So until I can get in, until
lead
I get
from
into
the bottom,
moment,
brother.
Well, until I can get into a moment when I start free sparring these guys, we'll see what they think.
We'll see
what they think. We'll see what I think. I mean, it's the hard part is me taking the mechanics that I'm capable of using right now and applying it to the knowledge that I have on how to get out of the way of things and bridge gaps and all these other
things. You'll figure it out, bro.
Yeah.
Trust me, man.
But what I was saying, though, is that I think sometimes with people that are training in anything, whether it's the martial arts or guns, sometimes they seem to almost be going through the motions and trying to copy what they see. Would you agree with that?
From a formative stage, of course, yeah. You should never underestimate the value of the visual impression.
Right.
And I've never received, you know, I kind of run in some high-end circle of shooters, and I've never received, like, shooting lessons from them.
Right.
Like, verbal. But whenever I have an opportunity to shoot with them, I watch everything they do. And I pay attention to not only what they're doing, but how they're doing it, to come to the conclusion of why they're doing it in that manner, based on the results they deliver. You see what I mean?
I do.
that you can learn so much more if you just be quiet and observe. But see, therein lies another issue. Do you know what to observe? Do you know how to observe in the first place? And, you know, what's your attention span? How long is your attention span? How much do you know of about what you're watching to surmise, you know, whatever direction you want to go? But for real, that left an indelible imprint on my mind back in the day when I had that epiphany moment where I was like, okay, just keep your mouth shut and observe and pay attention.
Right.
And you would be amazed at the things that you can pick up on to ask about later. You know, hey, man, I observed you do this. What's your thoughts behind that, man? Why are you doing this like that? And you'd be surprised, man. People, you know, generally want to help you out, and they'll tell you.
Yeah.
But they're not going to tell you if, you know, you don't know how to ask, I guess. If you don't know what to ask, how can anybody answer you?
Well, I think, you know, I've observed this when I was in Steve's RDS class. There were some people that just were absolutely starstruck by Steve. And they would not ask him any questions. They, they couldn't perform. And Steve asked them, what's the problem? And they were like, well, you're Steve Fisher. And he's like, I know. I hope that's what would draw you. But we got some stuff you got to learn. And, you know, I guess when you go...
Well, I mean, were these like your average bear entry-level dudes or what?
I think they were pretty entry-level. But I tell you what, coming up on the next break, we'll talk about that when we get back to it. Because the knowing how to ask part, I think, is a very important part of this learning curve. Super Dave Harrington is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. You can find him on Facebook as either Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington, depending on which one you're looking for. On the Dave Harrington page, you'll get some really good guitar riffs, if that's your cup of tea. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News.
The Biden administration is giving nearly $1 billion to 85 airports to expand and upgrade terminals and other facilities using money approved in last year's huge infrastructure bill. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said the project will help meet future demands for travel and make flying safer and more efficient.
Look, I'm much more interested in raising the bar on things like compensation and job quality than lowering
setting the bar on something like safety. The United States of America should be able to have a robust aviation system without watering down our expectations.
The grants announced are the first installment of $5 billion for airport projects that were included in an infrastructure bill that Congress approved and President Biden signed last November. This is USA Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration has advised the emergency use authorization for Paxlovid, allowing for authorized state licensed pharmacists to prescribe the Pfizer antiviral medication to eligible patients. Paxlovid is authorized for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 infections in adult and pediatric patients with positive results who are at risk for progression to severe COVID-19, including hospitalizations or death. It has been cleared for use and available for free in the U.S. since December. More information about Operation North Star is being issued.
Members of the U.S. Marshal Service and other members of law enforcement are sharing more information about a June initiative titled Operation North Star. LaDron Reynolds says the operation was concentrated on fugitives who committed violent offenses such as homicide, sexual assault, and robbery.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And he just got to a crucial point because asking questions in a class, whether it's especially in a shooting class, is, I think that's sort of crucial because you may not know the answer to that question when you ask it, but maybe everybody else doesn't know the answer to that question either, and just it either hasn't occurred to them to ask it, or they're afraid to ask it. So how do you make these guys relax when it's you?
Well, the fact of the matter is, that's a good question, man. When I kick off a gig, I kind of hit the ground running. There's not a lot of downtime. Okay? Based on, well, I always keep the value of visual impression in the forefront of my mind. People, you know, whether they have the skill to emulate you or not is beside the point. They're still going to want to. But you have to lead by example. And that's the whole key. That's my key, is leading by example. And letting them understand, well, one, you've got, no matter who you are or what your rep is, you have to immediately gain an individual's trust. Okay?
Right.
Now, from a cadre level standpoint, I feel that's the most important thing an instructor can do from the very beginning, is to set the example by leading by example and, you know, be able to clearly articulate and get your point across, that is huge in respect to eliminating questions that could be asked because of your ability to communicate clearly and concisely. Right?
Right.
But in order to get people to ask questions from the direction you're coming from, they have to trust you. You have to have somehow gained their trust and shown them that the knowledge that you have value, and they will want to know what that knowledge is when they need it most and ask a question about anything specific. You see what I mean? And
yes.
I'll take it one level further, okay? By gaining an individual's trust in respect to establishing your credibility as well as your on-demand shooting ability is huge. The thing is, you have to, if you're going to have a positive influence on that individual, you have to really kind of get into their head to the extent that they are willing to adjust their belief system and take what you have to offer for what it is and believe in it. Believe it will work, because that makes it worth doing. You see what I mean?
I do.
Now, I know I kind of went a little metaphysical there, but
I think the next level of thought process
that goes into what I do.
I think I being able to create that faith that what you're, the information and the technique you're trying to bestow upon them is an improvement over what they got. Being able to install
that faith. You won't know that until they use it.
Right.
But dig this. I always keep in my mind, I've got 2 days. So what's important? Now dig this. You know, I appreciate everybody that has any interest in doing any type of training with me. That's cool. But dig this. What I have to deal with in respect to accomplishing their wants and needs or their goals, I've got 2 days to compress 30-something years of experience into. So I've got to do a serious pick and choose what's important based on what the real my real-time read is on what that individual does or doesn't know, or what that individual can or cannot do. You see what I mean?
I do.
And it's, I guess you could say, in a sense, I have a formula for that. I'm not going to go into it, but I've got an experience-based formula that helps me do the math in real time in order to have a positive influence. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, I mean, I think, especially in the gun school space, you got three kinds of students. You got the newbies, you got the ones that are really starting to get into it, and then you got your very seasoned guys. They might be competitors, they might be LEO, they might be military.
Right.
You know, maybe
one more category, dude.
What's that?
One more category, training junkies.
Training junkies.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
They're out there.
Okay. These are people that just come to collect as many hours as they can underneath the course.
Well, those are, well, the training junkies in my mind are the dudes that are, you know, have some form of competent income, living, standard of living.
Right.
They're really into the gun thing, and, you know, they go, you know, go and do a training gig like once a quarter is no problem for them. You know what I mean? They can afford to do that.
Right.
And if I could afford to do it, I would do it myself. But the training junkies bring a special kind of pain with them. They will generally, the good ones will apply themselves and perform extremely well. The flip side of that coin, the downside is the guys aren't that good.
Right.
Because they can afford to go to these training gigs all the time, that's cool. But they don't practice, bro. It's like going to a training gig is their practice. You see what I mean?
Yeah,
I do.
So you're, yeah. I see. The thing I whenever I come away from a class, the next thing I'm thinking is, okay, I'm not going to shoot 1,000 rounds a weekend, but I'm going to shoot a couple hundred, you know, every 2 weeks or so, and I'm going to try to practice these things that I've been taught, and I'm going to try to stay the way, I'm going to try to feel the way I felt, feel that pressure where my elbows are in, or feel that draw stroke the way I was feeling it then, and just try to continue to replicate that without getting and developing any bad habits
right.
as I do it. But I mean, yeah, I don't, I'm not one of those that are going to sit there and just go to training and say, well, okay, shot my 1,000 rounds. That's a whole bunch. Hang on for me one more time. We're coming up on the break. Super Dave Harrington, you can find out what he's got going on at combatspeed.com. Very much a work in progress. He also has a YouTube channel, which is also Super Dave Harrington. That's pretty easy. One name finds him in everything that he's got going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We've been just discussing being a good student. I'm trying to be a good student right now. I'm trying to, and I'll you know, I really need to, I need to up my game. I think if I up my game on the martial arts, that will be a very good boon to my shooting.
Absolutely.
Because I'm discovering things the painful way. The better
that's the only way it works, bro.
Yeah. I'm working towards working on the footwork and the torque and the punches and everything. And I forgot how many muscles get involved when you throw like an overhand right or a jab or a back fist.
It's a total body effort, man.
Yeah. All kinds of things coming in if you're doing it right.
The hardest straight right I can throw starts in the big toe of my right foot.
Right. So, I mean, it all comes into play, I guess. And I'm just trying to, keep abreast of it and stay with it.
One thing I'd like to caution you about, man.
Yes.
Is, and this is going to sound like so much hogwash because we hear it all the time, but it's true. You got to stop being so hypercritical of yourself, man. Give yourself a chance, bro. Going in, the suck factor is going to be very high.
Right.
But the more you, dude, I've been going through that with this AFib thing and just exercising. I can exercise. I found where the doctor says, don't overexert yourself. I found out where that's at. But I still exercise to that point every day.
Right.
You see what I mean? And I'm not going to do anything more than what I'm able to until they fix my heart. So that's cool. But you got to accept that. You know what I mean? You got to kind of... do an assessment, bro. Do an assessment of where you're at, and all things considered, marry that up against your goals, if you have those in your mind's eye, or written down, preferably written down, and balance it out, man. Throw yourself a bone. and look at what your timeline is, because that's going to have a direct impact on your expectations. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your expectations are pretty much going to dictate the timeline you give yourself. So make sure that you're not being hypercritical. Throw yourself a bone if you have to. And make sure that you've kind of done an assessment and have an accurate timeline to critique improvement.
Right.
Otherwise, you're just going to wind up chasing your tail and stopping all involvement when you get completely frustrated with it.
Indeed. Well, I mean, that so far I have managed to not have this occur. Because I have pulled a muscle or two. I am sore all the time. And I get there.
But that'll go away, bro.
It will. Well, I mean, the thing to do is to understand that the soreness is, these are muscles that have been dormant for a decade or two, you know. I mean, since I've been in radio and it's been sedentary, I have to, what I have to do is I have to help them wake up, and I have to understand that they're grouchy.
Right. I get it. Totally get it. But you get a good daily stretching regimen, and all that will go away. Because the first thing you need to do is restore proper circulation to them.
Right.
You're not going to do anything beneficially until you restore full, you know, circulation.
I'm hopeful.
But it's all synergistic, man. It all works together.
Right.
You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that thing over there, and pow.
Now, one thing I did notice when I went out, I got to shoot, I got a new Chambers gun this past week, and it was 45 ACP, and as I was out there, my shoulders and my traps and everything, they felt better coming up and putting the gun in front of my face.
Mm-hmm.
They felt steadier because of the martial arts.
Oh,
art,
because of your, yeah, okay, because of your involvement, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I went from shooting at center mass to shooting headshots, which are little small triangular plates, and I was doing pretty good.
On purpose?
On purpose, yes.
Okay, cool. Well, dude, dig it. I asked because you, with your improved muscular condition,
right,
that may affect where you mount the gun or your head position. So from a slack muscle hitting center to a taut muscle hitting in the head, I wanted to know if you were doing that visually or physically because of the way you feel. You see what I mean?
I do.
Because being, you know, stiffed up isn't conducive to, you know, shooting as well as you can.
Now,
go ahead.
I felt pretty good.
That's good, too, because, you know, I've been off of a steady diet of 45 ACP for so long. You know, I still have my BCM 1911 gunfighters that I air out at least once a quarter. And I'll take them to the berm and put in a, you know, 300 to 500 round workout.
Right.
My hands and forearms are smoked for a couple of days. Because I'm not used to, you know, muscularly used to managing that deep recoil pump.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a much more, I don't know, to me, the way I describe it is it has more of a resonance, you know, more of an effect. And, dude, I feel it, man. Even after 300 to 500 rounds, I'm smoked.
Yeah,
you gotta stay on top of that, man, with weightlifting and, you know, dumbbell workouts.
I
keep your forearms and your hands strong.
Well, you know, I see a lot of you guys that shoot much more than I do. Like, Steve wraps his wrists and his hands. And he just had his hands operated on. Do you I've seen you with your wrists wrapped. Is this because...
Well, I wear those are my power bands.
Okay.
Those are just a pair of sweat bands.
Gotcha.
But I call them my power bands.
I like it. I like it. Sounds like you're a superhero. Super day.
Keep my wrists warm, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does, because I threw a punch today. The first punch I threw, my wrist, my fist sort of contracted and went bunched up, and my wrist went up in the air, and that was because I was cold and I was hitting it a little too hard. And
where are you? You're not wrapped. Your hands aren't wrapped.
Well, I'm wearing gloves.
Yeah, but are your hands wrapped?
Yeah, but I'm not like I'm going to be in a prize fight or something. No, this is just a.
Dude, they should be though.
Well, they probably, in my case, they should at the very least.
I mean,
I agree.
Do a set of wraps and have somebody show you how to wrap your hands properly, because, dude, I'm telling you, bro, I've seen this movie. With the amount of time I've got on speed bags, heavy bags, and fighting, you've got to wrap your hands, man.
Okay.
Well, otherwise, you're going to wind up breaking your hands or your wrist.
Well, we can't have that, because then I wouldn't be able to twist the knob and turn you up. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bell. Take care, man.
It's always my pleasure. Super Dave Harrington. Right. Also, the host at Trigger Time TV. Go check him out there. Coming up next, hour number two is inbound. It's just going to be me and you. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.